Hello and welcome to ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, market trends and investment opportunities. This is Saloni Goyal. The momentum in the market has been so strong that benchmark indices have settled higher in 10 sessions out of the last 12. While bets that Fed would go slow on rate hikes increased after a surprise fall in inflation in the US, at home earnings did not disappoint much. FPIs are back and the outlook for the market is only improving. But post the recent rally, have valuations turned stretched? ET Markets caught up with Gaurang Shah of Geojit Financial Services to know how he sees the market valuations, his top picks from the Nifty 50 pack and his advice for investors. Listen in. So benchmark indices have risen quite a bit from recent lows, but they are still down year to date. What is your reading of the prevailing valuations?
The correction that we saw in the markets largely because on account of selling from FIs, especially from last year, October 21 till date, they have sold, I think, more than 3,50,000 crores, if I'm not mistaken. And that kind of a selling, any emerging market, you will see a correction. But the good part is that despite such a huge selling, the correction that we saw was just about 16-17 odd percent. And after that, and the lowest level was in, I think, June 17th. From those levels, we have recovered to a great extent, largely because of the support from the domestic institution and participation from small retail investors. So my sense is that the world over, emerging market corrected more than what we corrected. But in terms of recovery, I think we've led the road to recovery, and I think this will continue as we go forward from here on. Valuation-wise, I think attractive valuation post the correction. My advice to investors is to stay invested in good quality sound stock from a long-term point of view.
Well, many Nifty 50 companies have announced their quarterly earnings and the numbers have mostly been or in line with street estimates. Downgrades also have been limited. What do you think lies ahead in the next three quarters? And do you think the worst is over as far as the earnings are concerned?
Earnings for the first quarter this financial year, I think almost about 75-80% were in line. 20-25% were a little bit of miss because of certain constraints and issues globally. So, and one quarter earnings come below expected lines. I don't think long-term investors should worry or read too much into it. It's not necessarily that all the four quarters in a financial year, all the sectors deliver above excellent or above expectation numbers. Some one quarters or so, some sectors may deliver because of certain headwinds and constraints. Going forward, our estimate is that possibly the worst is behind us. And in terms of earnings for the remainder of this financial year and the coming financial years, I think we should see a steady growth and recovery, provided nothing untoward happens globally, given the unfortunate events which have unfolded on the global front in the very recent times. And of course, with the issue related to the pandemic, in case if some bad news comes again, then there could be a little bit of problem. Otherwise, minus that, I think we are quite strongly on the path of growth trajectory, and over longer period of time I expect earnings to deliver, and that will translate into the ratios getting revised upwards and the targets for the Indian indices, Sensex and Nifty, getting revised upwards. So my sense is that possibly the worst is over, subject to we don't have any negative news flow on the two or three points that I've mentioned.
Can you name three Nifty 50 stocks where you find valuations reasonable, and how much upside can one expect in such stocks, say, in the next 12 months?
Three Nifty 50 companies that possibly I would advise investors to look at. Well, first one would be from the private sector bank, Axis Bank. As a disclosure, we have coverage on this particular stock from a long-term point of view. IT has been under the weather because of the numbers below expectation, but long-term, we believe IT will do fantastically well. So from that sector, I would pick up Tech Mahindra. And from the FMCG pack, which of course, FMCG also saw a lot of issues regarding to volume growth and of course cost pressures, but I think with good monsoon, demand should come back thick and thin, especially from semi-urban and rural India. And from this particular sector, FMCG, I would pick up the big boy, Hindustan Unilever. So these would be the three investment idea from a long-term point of view. These are not short-term. So please have your thoughts corrected. These are long-term, and long-term by definition means at least 1.5 year plus kind of a time horizon.
Many investors would not be happy with the market return this year. What would be your advice to them?
Investors would not be happy with the market return this year because we had issues. I mean, globally, we had Russia, Ukraine. Then we had the crude oil prices on the boil. Then we had the inflation issues, interest rates getting revised globally. But in this entire scenario, if you actually go to see, I think the domestic data point as far as all this is concerned is much favorable. Our side, inflation for the last 3 months, the numbers have been constantly coming down. So that's a positive sign. Recent commentary post the RBI credit policy, the Honorable RBI Governor has said that he also expects the inflation to come down. So possibly we are much better off than where the world is right now. On the interest rate fronts, again over here, I think we are reasonably well placed compared to the rest of the world. In this kind of a scenario, when global markets are under pressure, it's not that only India is under pressure. Global markets are under pressure, but India has relatively outperformed. And the most negative part of our thinking is that we look at outside India what is happening more than what is happening in India. So India has a lot of domestic positive data points and tailwinds. Global markets may have their own issue, but I think Indian markets on the data points are quite well placed. So I think we should concentrate more on the domestic data rather than look at outside India and worry about those particular. So I think whatever return and our estimates is also by December 2022, one should expect a little bit of conservative return. Don't expect any kind of miracles. The markets could possibly give, a higher single digit kind of a return or, anywhere between 10 to 12% from where we are right now till December 2022. This is our estimates. So I don't think, and there are times when markets go up and down. There are certain times I don't know. I mean, last 1.5, 2 years, nobody complained why markets is going up like this. And when these kind of global headwinds are there, issues are there, then I think one should be a little bit realistic and approach the markets accordingly. We expect after December 2022 and beginning 2023, there should be a steady growth path for our market. So, patience pays off for long-term investors in stock markets. One should not expect everything to be like a fast food. Have patience and markets will deliver.
All right, one last thing. What are the three key factors that will sway the market mood going ahead?
Three key factors that I think would sway the market mood, of course, growing awareness amongst investors to become a part of India's growth story by investing into sound, strong fundamental companies directly into stock market or by opting mutual fund SIP route. I think that's the best way to increase your wealth from a long-term point of view. Earnings upgrade will definitely come through. And most importantly, I think, people were complaining when FIIs went off. So I say this very clearly to everybody who asked me these questions, that FIIs can hate us, but FIIs cannot ignore India. FIIs can hate India, but they cannot ignore India. They will have to come back at some point of time. And given the kind of GDP growth rate, I think there will be very few fund managers who would want to ignore India. But I mean, my sense is that even the kind of support, like I mentioned, the domestic institutional investors have shown in terms of supporting the market, despite the fact a huge selling from the FII. I think this speaks for itself. So I think have a long-term investment growth story, invest in sound fundamental stocks. So interest rates, GDP growth rate and earnings. I think these three are, and of course, most importantly, government policies. Whatever has been changed in the past, I think it will start playing in and we will see positivities in the future to come through. So I think government policies, GDP growth rate and of course, earnings, revision upwards. I think these three things would definitely be gauging the mood of the market. And I think all these three things will deliver over a longer period of time.
Thank you, Mr. Shah, for your insights. Dear listeners, that's all in this week's special podcast. But do keep checking this space for more such interesting content and take time out to follow our market podcast twice every day. Stay safe and have a happy weekend.